And welcome back to The Undefeated. I'm once again your host, Anthony, and I'm here with Dylan and Frankie. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great.
Awesome. Doing okay.
Is that your new intro to the show?
Perhaps.
Little bop noise. And we have mainly football today. We have nothing really much going on in baseball due to the lockout. And we're going to start off, though, with some sad news. Last night, news broke out in the middle of the Vikings-Steelers game that former Denver Broncos wide receiver Demaryius Thomas passed away at age 33. Demaryius Thomas, five-time Pro Bowler, Super Bowl 50 champion, 63 touchdowns in his career, and from 2012 to 2016, had 6,870 yards and 46 touchdowns. Retired in June and was going to turn 34 on Christmas. You guys have any thoughts on that?
Obviously, heartbreaking news. Demaryius Thomas was an icon in Denver. It's just, you know, something that you never want to hear. He had a great career for how short it was, but rest in peace to him for sure.
Is the cause of death still unknown?
People say it was a seizure because he was in a car crash last year.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
And he had repeated seizures, and this one apparently just was the last straw.
Gotcha.
This one hits hard for me, obviously, as a Denver fan. I grew up idolizing him, watching him with Peyton Manning winning a Super Bowl. It hits home, hits hard. Couldn't believe it when I read the news, though, last night.
I thought it was fake.
That is crazy. I thought it was fake, too.
And then everyone, one of his former coaches at Georgia Tech, confirmed the rumors, and then everyone, the news started pouring out. And it's one of the things where it's more than just football.
Yeah.
He's 33. It was way too young.
So young.
And you know, Denver is, they're going to have to try and get behind this now and move on with the rest of their season. Peyton Manning had had a speech today about it. All his Super Bowl 50 teammates had one. It's just sad news.
Yeah.
For the city of Denver and for his family, we send our condolences to his friends and family. As now we're going to get into some college football, though, and former five-star quarterback Quinn Ewers entered the transfer portal, played three snaps all season for Ohio State, the freshman. Three teams seem the most interested are Texas, Texas Tech, and TCU. Frankie, you said you know the most about this. Where do you think he's going
to
go?
Okay, so I think I'll go back to Texas for sure. But I heard a rumor. No one can confirm that this is true. But, you know, it's just a rumor. So, basically, I heard that Quinn, his parents, like, asked the coaching staff, like, they, like, asked him to give them, like, a promise that he would start next year. And, you know, obviously, like, they can't do that.
He wasn't going to start over C.J. Stroud.
That's what I'm saying, like, that's not realistic. Like, you can't start over, like, a Heisman candidate C.J. Stroud. Like,
and, well, I feel like he's better than C.J. Stroud, but...
Yeah, and I just don't understand why, like, they can't wait their turn. Like, dude, you're a freshman, and
but
you can wait a little bit longer.
C.J. Stroud was a redshirt freshman.
Yeah.
So he still had four more years.
He still had four more years. I feel like... what do you think? You think Quinn could have beat him out?
I think he should have. Obviously not this year. He got the team like September.
I mean,
before
realistically, season started. Do you think he should have even gone off?
I think he should have waited.
He should have waited. I mean,
I think he should have waited at least one more year. Then I understand if you transfer, but this is so early, and his parents like even. I mean, who knows if this is true? But if it is, that's just crazy how they ask. You know, the coaching staff for a promise, and you know they can't give that to them like.
I mean, that Ohio State quarterback room is filled with five stars. They had C.J. Stroud. I remember their backup is something Miller. Don't remember his first name. He got some of the reps, and then Quinn Ewers was the third string. I think he ends up going to Texas as well. Much I don't want it to happen.
Yeah, and the problem with those guys that have been the man like all their life is they can't like handle this. You know what I mean? Like they've started since they were like a little kid. Since they were young. When they go to college and, you know, they finally, it, like, hits them. They're like, man, I'm not the guy. Like, I'm not the man anymore. And so, and he was all through high school, you know, we've seen it firsthand.
You look at Texas, though, and they still have Casey Thompson. I think he's a freshman.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't remember. Hudson Card is their backup.
But I think Quinn's better than both of them.
Obviously. They have a four-star.
Sure.
Malik Murphy, who just won state coming into Texas. But Quinn Ewers would take them to the next level. Do you think Texas Tech or TCU has any chance? TCU's on the outside looking in with Tech and Texas, the leaders.
There's just no way. I feel like... Do you see him going there?
No, I don't really see him going. I don't know much about him personally, but... I mean, if he's going based off of skill, I'd probably go to Texas. Dude, if I were him.
A five-star?
But,
yeah.
I don't know. I feel like
in terms of
could,
future.
I feel like he could also go to Tech, but I don't really see him. I don't see him going to TCU.
Yeah.
If here's the thing. Texas, remember, going to the SEC in, like, what, 2 years?
That's what I'm saying.
So
that's a smart move for him.
Eventually, he'll be playing against Alabama, Georgia on a regular basis. He goes to Texas Tech. He's going to be playing against.
Yeah, but, I mean, is that 12. Is that necessarily, like, I don't know. Cause, I mean,
I think he'd want that
to,
challenge.
If you go to Tech, then your stats are probably going to look a lot better.
And he'd be probably more than likely guaranteed
but
first
I mean,
pick overall.
If you go to
Texas,
I mean, look how they played this year. Look at their
past.
Look at where they're going.
It's either Texas or Tech, but I would say if you go to Texas, you get a lot more publicity.
I think Texas offered him first-round draft NIL money. Which is ridiculous.
Yeah, I say he's going there.
Yeah.
Most likely.
Yeah, more likely. We're going to move on to the other Red River team. Oklahoma hired former Clemson defense coordinator Brent Venables as their new head coach, replacing Lincoln Riley again, who left for USC 2 weeks ago. You guys like the hiring?
Yeah, I think that...
On it, if I'm being honest.
What?
So I don't have any opinions on it, if I'm being honest.
I mean, I have some opinions. That defense is for sure going to get better, 100%. I think he's a solid coach. So we don't really know what's going to happen with OU. We've already seen a lot of things happen. But I feel like we just won't know how their season will play out. I think they'll definitely be worse.
I like the hiring, though. Remember?
Yeah.
Brent Venables is one of the top defenses in the country.
Yeah,
Look, 3 years ago, held that Alabama team, but it had like five first rounders.
Oh yeah,
to like 16 points.
The defense is for sure gonna get way better, but we lost a lot of five star recruits.
Yeah, a lot of them left, and then you lost Spencer Rattler, Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
You think he's gonna enter the transfer portal or no?
I feel like if he does. Like, I feel like he would have already did it.
Yeah, I feel like he
would have
done it by now.
Yeah, I was about to say. I feel like he already would have done it by now, but... Or maybe he does. I don't know.
I mean, he's basically guaranteed a starting spot now, so...
Yeah.
I mean, is there really any reason to transfer?
Yeah.
Yeah, even if Rattler had stayed, he would have been the starter. But now this guarantees it. As we're going to move on to another head coach hiring. Miami hired Oregon head coach Mario Cristobal. They fired Manny Diaz like 2 hours before they hired him. What are you guys' thoughts on this? Oregon had
honestly,
a pretty decent season.
Yeah. Honestly, I really have no opinions on this.
Miami was a preseason top 10 team.
Yeah.
And then Manny Diaz, and they went 6-6, and now they got a head coach who, nearly led them to the Rose Bowl.
Yeah. I think they'll definitely get better, 100%. I think it'll be a different story for them than OU. I think OU will get worse, but I think they'll get better.
Dylan?
Mm-hmm.
All right. No thoughts for you?
Nope.
All right. Before we get into the playoff Final Four, the Final Four for the Heisman came out. John is going to enter the room. We welcome him. Are you going to be on the show today?
No. John is not going to be on the show. He's just here to make noise.
Yeah.
And be
the Final Four.
All right, John.
All right, so the Final Four for the Heisman came out. Ohio State quarterback C.J. Stroud, Alabama quarterback Bryce Young, Michigan defensive end Aiden Hutchinson, and Pitt quarterback Kenny Pickett. Who do you guys think ends up winning the Heisman, and who was the biggest snub of these Final Four?
Should have been
Bryce Young.
You think it should be Bryce Young?
Bryce Young will win it 100%.
I think it should be Hutchinson.
Why?
Because he's nuts.
He is disruptive.
He's very much. Literally nuts.
Do we all
think?
Yeah,
but it's a quarterback.
Yeah,
it's,
I know. That's the problem. I mean, Bryce Young or CJ Stroud's probably going to win it.
I think it's going to be Bryce Young.
But I think Hutchinson
should.
I mean, Bryce Young won the AP Best Player last night. So, more than likely, he's going to win the Heisman.
Yeah, he should win.
Are we all in agreement that in a weak quarterback draft class, Aiden Hutchinson's going to be number one overall?
Yes.
The only person I can see rivaling him is Kayvon Thibodeau from Oregon.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
It's either going to be one of them. There's no question.
Yeah. They're both freak
Pickett
athletes.
Is raw, too.
Yeah, they had to ban the knee, the fake knee slide.
That was – okay, but that
Which,
was
to be
decision.
Fair, it
– How does your decision. How does your ACL, like,
yeah,
keep up?
Like,
he got good knees. I don't even know.
Well, it was a good move, though, but illegal.
Yeah, it's good. Well, I mean, not necessarily illegal.
It wasn't illegal
at
the time.
It's a good
yeah.
thing that they're getting rid of it because that could pose a lot of
How
problems.
Do you defend that, though?
There's no way to
There's
defend
no
it. That's
way.
The problem.
So
eventually someone's going to get absolutely laid out mm-hmm. when they're sliding because no one's going to know, and then it's just yeah. going to cause the whole thing. So,
yeah,
so who do you guys think was the biggest snub of the Final Four in the Heisman? I saw their remaining top
honestly,
10.
Honestly, like this is bold. Bold take. Caleb Williams?
I think he was in the top 10 voting.
I don't think he's a good top 4, though.
Yeah, I don't think he's top 4.
Top
but
4, but top 5?
The only
top
no, six. the only person I would say would be Kenneth Walker, but he also had two really
if Caleb
okay,
Williams
mid,
played
mid games. So yeah. I mean, if he wasn't if he didn't completely like shut down Ooh. The last two games of the season, he would 100% be the Heisman.
Yeah, so the top 10 after them was Will Anderson came 5th, Kenneth Walker came 6th, Matt Corral 7th, Desmond Ridder 8th, Jordan Davis 9th, and then Breece Hall came 10th in the Heisman voting.
I forgot about Matt Corral.
I'm surprised he was not.
Yeah.
More Texas news, though. B.J. Foster, the safety, entered the transfer portal today. Mm. Interesting decision. I think he was a 5-star, was he not?
I don't know.
I think so. But, yeah.
So we're all in agreement. Bryce Young's going to win it, except Dylan thinks Aiden Hutchinson. I think it'll be yeah. Bryce Young, then
no,
Aiden Hutchinson.
No, that's not what I said, Antoine. I said I think Bryce Young will win it because he's a quarterback, but I want Hutchinson to win it.
I think those two will be the top two, and then C.J. Stroud and Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, well, Bryce Young, honestly, I feel like Bryce Young didn't even have like a Heisman season. I'm not gonna lie. Like
he did, but he
no, his stats are great. They look great on paper. Don't get me wrong.
But he really didn't play anything.
What?
He didn't really play anybody. He obviously had the game against Ole Miss.
Yeah,
Arkansas,
I was about to
Auburn,
say,
but
like a Heisman season to me looks like Johnny Manziel's, Baker Mayfield's, Kyler Murray's. Those are like Heisman seasons. But I don't know.
Bryce some could Young. Some could say that Kenny Pickett's having that type of season.
Oh. I think he is.
He's a dark horse. I think he could easily win it. But sometimes, you know, things don't go the way you want.
Yeah.
As we're going to move into the actual top four now, the playoff rankings came out Sunday afternoon after Saturday's championship games. No controversy, though. As the top six, number one, Alabama. 2, Michigan. 3, Georgia. 4, Cincinnati. Number 5 and 6 on the outside looking in. Notre Dame and Ohio State. Which means the playoffs are going to get Alabama and Cincinnati in the Cotton Bowl and Georgia and Michigan in the Orange Bowl. What are your guys' thoughts?
I mean, this is exactly how anyone expected it to play out with the losses and wins of that weekend. I'm thinking Cincinnati.
You think Cincinnati beats Alabama?
I don't think so, but I want it to happen.
I think everyone in the
so
country wants it to happen.
Terribly bad. I want to see a Georgia-Cincinnati college football playoff.
Fine. Rematch of last year's
Sure.
Anthony. It was one of the bowl games, and it was a really good game that Georgia ended up winning. Not remember which bowl it was. But, yeah, I think we're all cheering for Cincinnati. What are your guys' thoughts on the Georgia-Michigan game, though, which should be a great one?
I think it'll be a good game. But, I mean, I don't know. It just depends. If Georgia plays like they played against Alabama, then Michigan will win.
Yeah, I don't think they will, though. I think they're going to bounce back.
I'm saying if, Anthony.
Yeah, no.
Hypothetical. Theoretical. In the event of... I don't think it'll happen,
yeah.
But I'm saying it.
Frankie?
It'll be Georgia-Alabama 100%. I don't care.
But no one wants it.
I don't care who doesn't want it. It's going to be them
100%. We all want Cincinnati in the final.
And Bama's going to win it.
Man, that would suck. Again?
Yeah, but it's going to happen. Sorry, guys.
All right, we're going to move into the recaps of championship weekend. On Friday, in the Pac-12 title game, Utah destroyed Oregon again. Won it 38-10. They're in the Rose Bowl. They're going to play Ohio State. Oregon's going to play Oklahoma in the coachless Alamo Bowl. What were your guys' thoughts on Oregon?
God.
What's
Oregon back in the Alamo Bowl?
Yeah. That
Oklahoma's going to win. If they have any experience in the...
Oregon's going to go up 31-0, and then Oklahoma's going to come
back. And then lose their center.
And their quarterback.
That was a great game. I love that game.
It really was, yeah.
I'll never forget that.
What are your guys' thoughts on the Utah, though? They're going to play Ohio State. We all think Ohio State's going to win that one.
Is that a question, Anthony?
You never know. Utah's got a pretty decent defense.
Okay, but it's Ohio State.
So, yeah.
We also thought Ohio State was going to beat Michigan. And then.
Are you comparing Michigan and Utah right now?
No, but I'm just saying.
Those two teams are on completely different levels,
Anthony.
There
are some games that you just cannot
predict. That's
like
comparing the Texans to the any team in the top five best NFL teams. Literally, like what?
Okay.
No. It's Ohio State by like $4 billion.
And then what do you think is going to happen in the Alamo Bowl? On a real note, though.
I don't know. Oregon and who? Oklahoma? Yeah. Oklahoma sucks.
Okay.
Oregon's actually, no, I think Oregon will win. I actually think Oregon will win because Oklahoma can't beat Big 12 teams consistently. So I don't think they can beat a Pac-12 team.
Okay, no.
If I'm being honest. I don't think any Big 12 team could beat a Pac-12 team. I don't think any Big 12 team could beat any other team in the country like that's not in the Big 12.
That's cap.
Realistic.
Except OU.
No, right. Do you have any thoughts there, Frankie?
I agree with you, like Baylor or like
Frankie.
What? They couldn't beat anybody else.
Frankie, I need you to throw out your bias right now and think about this statistically and think about it with your brain. There's no way that they win.
Okay, so
I think it'll be a good game.
I think it'll be a good game. I don't think they win, but I think a couple weeks ago with Lincoln Riley they win.
With Lincoln Riley they win?
Questionable.
Yes, they win with Lincoln Riley 100%.
I don't think so. I think Oregon takes it to him.
I just had more.
I think Caleb Williams absolutely goes off. 500 passing yards.
Okay.
Six TDs.
Jesus. And Oregon still somehow wins.
And they absolutely get blown out.
Okay. Interesting.
Who gets blown out? Oklahoma?
Oregon.
Okay. As we're going to move on to the Big 12 championship game. Baylor made a goal line stand at the one, obviously.
Which time?
Twice, yeah.
Which time did they make a goal line stand?
Twice to win the Big 12. Oklahoma State, had they won, would have made the college football playoff interesting, but they didn't. Baylor, after last year's 2-8 season, is now Big 12 champions. They're going to play Ole Miss in the Sugar Bowl, and Oklahoma State, in a good one, is going to play Notre Dame in the Fiesta Bowl. What were your guys' thoughts on that game?
Pathetic. There's no other pathetic.
I mean, yeah, Baylor went up to what? It was 21-3.
I don't even know. I was at work. I think I was at work or something, and I just kept looking at my phone, and it was just pathetic.
Yeah.
So embarrassing. I was rooting for Oklahoma State and everything. So mad. Yeah. Never again will you catch me rooting for Oklahoma State. Unless they play Oklahoma. I'll never root for Oklahoma.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry, Frankie.
What are your guys' thoughts on the two bowl games? Baylor and Ole Miss can be a good one.
I don't know anything about Ole Miss. So I can't answer that question.
Baylor.
Probably Baylor, but I don't know.
Oklahoma State, Notre Dame in the Fiesta Bowl?
Notre Dame.
That'll be a good game. Yeah. If Oklahoma State can...
not throw four interceptions and score.
No, what actually makes me really mad is watching that last play of that game where they stopped him on the, 2-yard line. You know, you get this picture where he's like a couple inches away from the goal line. That was so pathetic. He was bigger than the defensive back. He was... Like, I mean, I don't know. You have momentum going that way, and he could have just ran through him. He could have cut back. He literally could have just ran faster. Come on now. You're a skill player. There's no way you're running that slow. I don't know. That was so stupid. That made me so mad. I don't know who's going to win that game. It's either going to suck or it's going to be great.
Yeah, it goes either way. Moving on to the Big Ten title game. Michigan destroyed Iowa 42-3. They're secured the number 2 spot, as we talked about. Iowa's going to play Kentucky in the Citrus Bowl. Any thoughts on the game, the Big Ten game?
I mean, did anyone really see it going any other way?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think. I mean, what was it? Caleb, I believe, picked Iowa.
Well, Caleb's Caleb.
I think Braden wanted to pick Iowa, too.
Okay, Braden Fickell always picks the team that loses. Just everybody remember that. Yeah. Braden Fickell never gets picks right.
All right. We're going to move on to the AAC championship game. Cincinnati became the first Group of Five team in history to make the playoffs. Beat Houston 35-20. They went 13-0. Houston, though, after a good season, is going to play Auburn in the Birmingham Bowl.
I think Houston will win that game.
Yeah, I do.
Really?
Auburn's without their quarterback.
Who do they have, Frankie?
Auburn almost beat Alabama.
That was a bad Alabama game. It's one game.
Auburn almost beat Alabama.
But they still only scored 10 points. Yeah. So I don't really.
Yeah, I just want an upset to happen, but it's just not going to happen for me.
I don't.
Because Auburn-Alabama games, like, it doesn't matter who's unranked, who's not.
Oh, my God. They're, I was so mad watching
their games are always so close.
For no reason, literally. It's like, I don't know.
It's
because
it's a rivalry game.
But that made me so mad. That actually made me so mad watching that game, but I don't want to talk about it.
It was crazy. Wait. Oh, yeah. Okay. I have a question. Hmm. Where do y'all think Alabama stands if they lose that game?
They wouldn't be making the playoffs.
I don't think they'd be top five.
No, they'd be top six. I think sixth. Because they were, what, third at the time?
Yes.
Then the playoff at the rank at the
and
time would have been.
Then they lose to an unranked team with no quarterback. With I don't think they're the top. They might be eighth, ninth.
I think, dude, I genuinely, they're the bottom. They're bottom 10.
Yeah, there's no way. You can't, it doesn't matter. You can't look at that game and be like, oh, it's Alabama. Who cares? They almost lost to a
unranked
quarterbackless, and their backup was injured. Dude was hobbling on and off the field, and they almost lost. There's absolutely no reason they should even be in the playoffs right now.
But had they lost that game to Auburn and they beaten Georgia in the SEC championship game, I still think they would have made the playoff. Purely because the committee would have looked at it and said they beat Georgia at 9-2.
Which makes me so mad. I swear. The committee is just...
I think Georgia, even regardless of the loss, should have been the number one team. They've been consistently, besides that one game, the best team in the country.
Why is Bama back at number one? I don't understand why.
It should be Bama, Michigan, Georgia, Cincinnati.
That is what it is.
Yeah, no, it should be Georgia.
No, it's not Georgia. It's definitely not Georgia, Cincinnati, and
no,
Bama, Michigan.
You said it should be Bama, Georgia, Cincinnati.
No, I said it should be like Bama versus Michigan, and then Georgia versus Cincinnati is what I'm saying.
Okay. I think you guys think Michigan had a chance for the number one seed? Or?
No.
No. Nope.
No question. That's no contest at all.
Nope.
They would have had to win by a billion, and it still wouldn't have been close.
We're going to move on to the ACC championship game. Pitt won it, beat Wake Forest 45-21 for the first ACC title in school history. Obviously, we talked about the Kenny Pickett fake slide earlier. They're going to play Michigan State in the Peach Bowl, and Wake Forest is going to play Texas A&M in the Gator Bowl. What are your guys' thoughts on that game?
Wake Forest wins that game.
Gator Bowl?
Yeah.
And the Wake Forest has been so good this year.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be
that game.
I thought it was going to be a much higher scoring game than it was.
Did they both have like 30 points?
Wake Forest quarterback Sam Hartman. That's his name, right?
Yeah.
He is cold.
So is Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, I know, but
Kenny Pickett is a
little cheater. I don't think anybody thought Sam Hartman was going to be good.
He had an underratedly good season. I think Wake Forest will win. Probably win the. Depends on how Clemson does. I think Wake Forest can definitely challenge for the ACC again next year.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Had they not lost to Clemson and then gone into this game, I think they would have played a bit better, knowing that a playoff spot might have been on the line for a one-loss ACC title team.
Yeah.
But what do you guys think of the Pitt-Michigan State game in the Peach Bowl?
It'll be a good game.
Yeah, I think it'll be a really good game.
I think it'll be very high scoring.
So do I. Who do you have?
I think Pitt ends up taking it. I think they're better than Michigan State.
Yeah.
But I think Michigan State will run close just because of Kenneth Walker.
Yeah.
As we're going to move on now to the last game, the big one, Alabama and Georgia. Bama won it 41-24 after being down 10-0 early. Georgia loses their first game of the season in heartbreaking fashion. They obviously wouldn't want to go 13-0 and the number one seed, but they're not. They're 12-1 and the number three seed, and against a good game against Michigan. What were your guys' thoughts on the SEC title game?
I didn't watch it, but I was upset. That's it.
I was upset as well.
I think we all were. We all wanted Georgia to win. Had they won, and then knowing what happened with the Oklahoma State game, who do you think got the fourth seed? Do you think Notre Dame takes it?
If Georgia had won.
If Georgia, yeah.
Where do you think they would have still put Alabama in?
If Alabama lost,
no,
to Georgia?
I don't think they would have, because then they would have had to have been forced to put them at four, and they didn't want to have a Georgia Alabama rematch immediately. Yeah. So no, I don't think. No, or it would have just ended up the same way, and Alabama would have just been the three seed because they're stupid.
I think Alabama still would have been. They would have been the three.
Because then they would have been like Cincinnati over Alabama. So yeah, it would have been the whole thing.
And that wraps up our college football. We're going to move on to the NFL Week 13.
Did you know that Kirk Cousins has the best touchdown to interception rate in the entire league?
Yes, and nobody cares. Nobody cares. Yeah, because it's Kirk Cousins. No, he does not suck. And he's never sucked.
He sucks.
It's his defense that sucks.
Kirk Cousins does not suck.
No, he's pretty
Anyway, going back to last Thursday's game, the Dallas Cowboys bounced back off a two-game losing streak, beat the New Orleans Saints 27-17, picking off Taysom Hill four times, one for a pick six, get back on track. The offense still didn't look that great, though. They're probably going to be without Tony Pollard this week. Mike McCarthy says they are guaranteed to beat Washington. What are your guys' thoughts?
Does anyone disagree with that? Like,
I think it'll be close.
I'm a Cowboys fan, and I think it's going to be
close. I think Washington can easily win this game.
Yeah, for sure.
Purely because of the way the Cowboys have looked recently. Offense has not been great. Kellen Moore's mind is on some other planet right
now. Dude, I don't know what is going on with that dude. He literally, like, the season start, oh my gosh, he was hot at the beginning of the season. Everybody was like, Kellen Moore, head coach, like.
And then the rumors got to him.
Yeah.
The, I think it was, what was the first job that opened up? The, someone fired their head coach. Has an NFL coach been fired yet this season?
Oh.
Pretty sure one has.
Yeah.
John Gruden.
That's the one. I think that one, people started speculating about it, and it got in his head. The TCU coach spot opened up, and that one, you know, he was heavily rumored to be there, but it got to his head, and now Dallas offense is not looking great. They've lost three of the last five games.
Yeah, I know. So scary, but no, I think it's gonna be a close game for sure.
Did you guys think this is? I think if they play any other team with a good quarterback, they lose that game. Undoubtedly. There's no way an Aaron Rodgers, Jameis Winston even doesn't throw four picks in that game.
I don't know about Jameis Winston.
No. I think Jameis Winston throws
six picks.
I think he throws a lot of picks.
Jameis Winston is better than you guys think he is.
No, I think he's solid. I've always thought Jameis Winston was solid.
If he's still in the Saints right now, they're much better spot than they are now. I think they could easily be a playoff team with Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
Did hurt that they lost Mike Thomas for the year, though. We're going to move on to the Sunday slate, starting off with the L.A. Chargers and Cincinnati Bengals. They were up. The Chargers were up 24-0 early in the second quarter. Cincinnati came back to make it 24-22 before a 17-point fourth quarter for the Chargers to win at 41-22. Both teams now 7-5, and L.A. has that crucial tiebreaker over them. What were your guys' thoughts on this game?
I love Justin Herbert so much. I love him. He is so good.
Yeah.
So good. He's little. I don't think. Nobody thought he was gonna be good.
Oh no! Yeah, you should have heard our podcast that day. Reed was the only one who thought he was gonna be good. Will, George, we all thought he was gonna be worse than Tua, gonna be worse than Jordan Love. It was a rough day for all of us.
Yeah, he is. He has exceeded expectations 100%. But yeah, I think it was a great game. Honestly.
Mm-hmm. Dylan.
The Bengals just disappoint me day in and day out, so that's it.
The Bengals are so weird. Such a weird team.
They just need a better defense. They need a better offensive line, and then they'll be fine. No, really, they just need an offensive line.
Yeah.
Once they get that, then they'll be better.
Yeah.
Their defense isn't that bad.
Yeah, their defense isn't terrible. It's
just
the
inconsistency.
O-line. Yeah, very inconsistent.
And the fact that Joe Burrow's rushed to throw the passes and the defense on a short field.
Like, exactly. Once they get an offensive line, they will be Super Bowl contenders.
We'll take. Do you guys think Zach Taylor should be in the conversation for Coach of the Year?
I don't know who that is.
The Bengals head coach?
Yes.
No one thought Cincinnati would be 7-5 at this point. I think we all thought.
I do think so, but I don't think he wins it.
He won't win it, but he should definitely be in consideration.
Yeah, in conversation for sure.
All right, as Dylan, you might want to leave.
I swear to God, if you talk about the
as
Lions
it
winning,
finally
I'm literally going
on Sunday night, on Sunday
to implode.
Afternoon. It finally happened. The Detroit Lions won a football game, guys. They beat the Vikings 29-27. Jared Goff got player of the week, actually, in the NFC.
I know, what a beast.
80-yard game-winning drive with 300 pass yards and three touchdowns, including the game winner to Amon-Ra St. Brown. I think everyone except for the Vikings fans were ecstatic that the Lions ended up winning that game. And Jared Goff goes off running, celebrates with Dan Campbell.
Dude, that was amazing. That was actually so amazing to see. Just Jared Goff running. What are you doing, Dylan?
I'm listening to the podcast from last week to see what I picked.
You said the Vikings will win it, but don't be surprised. And you said book it with Trent would be the reason you lost.
Book it with Trent picked
the Lions.
The Lions.
Who picked the Lions?
Book it with Trent picked the Lions to win. He bet the Lions to win that game. He put like $500 on the Lions to win that game.
Dude, that is crazy.
Like, what are the odds?
It just had the feeling of one of those games.
Dude, the fact that, oh my gosh. That was just, there's no way you can't be happy for them.
You guys can't see it here in the podcast room. Dylan,
why would I be happy, Frankie, for anyone who beats the Vikings? I'm not even happy that they won last night. Why would I be happy that they lost to the Lions?
The Vikings defense is very, 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 very frustrating to watch. I so thought they were
so is Kirk Cousins, Anthony.
Kirk Cousins.
So is Kirk Cousins.
This season. It's his defense the reason they've lost so many games.
Is his defense the reason he's lining up under the right guard, Anthony? No.
That was his fault. Kirk Cousins just isn't a primetime player whatsoever. He is not clutch. He's the most unclutch quarterback I've ever watched.
Okay, but is that more down to him or is it more down to Mike Zimmer? Because Mike Zimmer is a very bad head coach.
Yeah, that is true.
I'm surprised he's still employed.
It's just like Kirk Cousins has never been clutch, but he is a great quarterback. 100%.
Yeah, I think the defense is what I've lost them so many games. They should not be 6-7. They should be more like 8-4, 8-5 at this point.
Who, the Vikings?
Yes. They should have beat the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. Should have easily beaten the Lions.
Should have beaten the Browns. Should have beaten the Bengals.
So that's easily three more wins. You're already 9 and what are we, week 14? You're 9-4.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's the defense that can't hold a lead. And they nearly blew
it
yesterday.
I was driving home last – I was at work, fun fact, working at Whataburger the one day of the week that I work at Whataburger. And I saw them go up 29-0. I saw that notification on my phone, and I was like, okay, it's fine. It's the third quarter. There's 5 minutes left. There's no way, right? There's none. And then they score 20 unanswered. Are you kidding?
Yeah, looking at it, they should have beat the Bengals, should have beat the Cardinals, should have beat the Brown, ugly game that was. Barely squeaked by the Lions in the first game, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Should have beat the Cowboys, should have beat the Ravens,
mm-hmm.
And then the 49ers is an iffy game. Should have beat the Lions, and then last night. So this is talented team that's held back by the defense.
Mm-hmm. Justin Jefferson is, in my opinion, the best receiver in the NFL.
I don't disagree with you.
Yeah, I did say that. Brayden picked the Lions, and I said I wouldn't be surprised. And guess where we are?
It just felt like one of those games.
Not surprised at all. Well, considering they almost lost him the first time, I wasn't surprised at all. So.
And then moving on to what
whole thing
felt like another one of those games, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat Atlanta, and what most people thought could have been a trap game, won it 30-17. Brady 4 touchdown passes, including 2 to Gronk. Bucks are now 9-3. Are they the favorites to win the Super Bowl?
No.
Who is? Dylan doesn't like giving an F favorite, but do you have a favorite?
Oh, a favorite to win the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Like any team?
Yeah.
Honestly, I've told a lot of people this. This is the first year that I genuinely have no idea. Because everything is just so even right now. There's not really a powerhouse team in the NFL.
Yeah, I'll look at all the AFC teams.
AFC team, there's not a single question. Like, I don't have a single answer. I couldn't answer that question for you.
I couldn't.
But if I had to guess, if I had to take... I don't even know. I want to say, as much as I want to sit here and say the Packers, I can't because they suck in the playoffs.
Nope. No way.
I think Arizona.
You know who the Packers always play great in the playoffs against? Cowboys. 100%.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Maybe if they play the Cowboys in the NFC Championship game, they'll finally make it to the Super Bowl. We'll see. But no, there's no clear favorite in any division, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't.
Looking at the NFC, the top division leaders are separated by three wins, I think. The AFC is separated by one win. It's the AFC East still in flux. AFC North could easily have three teams in the playoffs. AFC West could have two or three teams.
AFC North?
Ravens, Steelers, Bengals, Browns.
Who was the other third team? The Browns or the Steelers, Anthony?
Depends on how they play.
Ain't no way.
I can feel like
if either of those teams make the playoffs, I'm not watching football ever again.
I mean, look at them.
They both suck.
They're both only 6-6 a game out. The Chargers or the Bengals?
6-1.
Okay. They're just that
Wait,
bad.
What are the Steelers?
6-6-1.
Or they tied to Detroit.
They're so bad.
Steelers yeah, and they so lost bad. To the team that lost to Detroit. Somehow. They should have won. I mean, Jesus Christ, they should have just won that game, too.
I so thought I had $5 on this game in the Vikings. They nearly cost me.
I was pissing myself driving home. I was genuinely scared. If you would have texted me, I probably would have thrown my phone.
I was going to be like, I swear to God, if this happens. I thought that.
I was going 70 miles an hour driving home from work because I wanted to watch the last 2 minutes of that game. And the last 2 minutes of the game felt like I was watching the entire game over and over again. Like, it was horrible. It was so bad.
They escaped. Freiemuth should have caught that touchdown. But a great play by Harrison Smith to break it up.
Yeah, Harrison Smith is just Smith. God.
He That's absolutely... Right.
He's so underrated in the top safety conversation. I don't understand why he's not in there.
How because he's on the Vikings.
He's like
he's been in the league for 10 years. Like
that's what I was about to say. 30. He's been in the league for a lot of years.
So 2011. His first year was in 2011.
He's only 32 years old, but he's good. He's great.
Yeah.
I don't get why he's not in the Tyrann Mathieu.
Because Anthony Fitzpatrick. He's on the Vikings. I almost
Jesse
just said
Bates
the Lions.
Is on the Bengals and he's in that conversation.
And the Bengals are better than the Vikings, Anthony.
But over the last 10 years, the Vikings have been so much better than the Bengals.
Yeah, but not right now.
Okay, then. As we're gonna move on, the Rams bounced back from 3 straight losses, destroyed the Jags. Stafford went 295 and 3 touchdowns. Rams now 8-4. Was this a convincing win or is it just the Jags?
It's just the Jags.
Dylan?
They mean they destroyed the Jags. What do you want me to say?
It's just the Jags.
Oh, they bounced back. They're so good. That's all I have to say, Anthony. I don't know.
Rams are going downhill because they have Odell now.
Yeah, it seems like that effect has a lot of...
Maybe he should just go to like the...
He should go back to the Giants.
CFL.
When he was on the Giants, he was unstoppable. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about another team in the NFC East. Now Washington won their 4th straight, beat the Raiders 17-15 in an ugly game. They keep their playoff hopes alive. Both teams 6-6. Washington on a 4-game win streak and a resurge after starting 2-6. Do you – and then the Raiders obviously are starting 4-2, now 6-6. Do you guys think Washington – if they win out, they win the division. Do you think they can easily make the playoffs and maybe pull off an upset in the playoffs?
It just depends on who they play.
Dude, I'm literally a Cowboys fan, and I don't know why, but I'm low-key rooting for Washington. Like because I love Taylor Heineke so much.
Yeah, who doesn't?
But that would just be really scary. I feel like it's one of those things that if it happens, I'm going to be really mad.
But you wouldn't.
But.
Like I said, Minnesota, they run the table. They have the NFC gauntlet to run now, the NFC East gauntlet. There's the rest of their games, Cowboys twice, Eagles twice, and then the Giants.
Who, Washington?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know who made their schedule, but that's what it is. I think that's the same with the Cowboys, and they have the Cardinals in between. Do you guys think there's any chance that Washington wins the division?
No. I don't think
yes.
they do.
Yes,
I think purely
chance.
Because of how bad the Cowboys have been recently.
I definitely think there's a chance, but I don't. I know I'm going to be so mad if it happens.
But I wouldn't. I would.
You would love it.
I would love it. Of course you would. But we're gonna move on to the Sunday late games. We just talked, you know, bad on them. But the Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Baltimore Ravens 20-19. Baltimore scored a late touchdown, make it 20-19. Went for two because John Harbaugh, whichever one it is, said because of their cornerback issues, because they lost Marlon Humphrey for the year, They went for two instead of trying to go to overtime. He had Mark Andrews wide open. Lamar Jackson missed him. Pittsburgh saved their season for the time being. Beats Baltimore for the 3rd straight time. What were your guys' thoughts on the game? Was it the right decision to go for two?
I hate the Ravens so much.
I think it was the right decision.
I think it was the right decision, too.
They were on the road, right? Mm-hmm. They were on the road, and it's a divisional opponent. You're better than them.
So, if you're better than them, then why would you not just kick the extra point? You have the best kicker in the league. That's a guaranteed make.
Yeah, but then you go into overtime.
Go to overtime.
And you have to cover.
I understand that. I could see that.
Yeah, but now you have to cover Chase Claypool, Deontay Johnson, all those receivers without your best corners.
Claypool? Low-key overrated.
Okay. And, I mean, look at the decisions. Not only – I mean, Claypool was made. Ben Roethlisberger's horrible. So, what are the – you don't have faith – in the rest of your defense? You don't have enough faith in the rest of your defense to hold the Steelers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
I don't think that was a good decision. Horrible. I would have just kicked it. And I mean, like, there's a negative. Not there's not even a 1% chance that he misses that extra point. So I mean, it's guaranteed you're going to overtime. I mean, you have the chance to win the toss and win the game immediately, since the NFL does not know how to do overtime. I don't know.
But then you got to think about it. If you go for two, I mean, you have Lamar Jackson, you have Mark Andrews, you have Marquise Brown. You know, you have a lot of weapons on your offense.
You say Marquise Brown as if he's a top receiver. He's not bad, but he's not great.
What?
Marquise Brown is not great.
He's not great, but he's solid.
He's not bad, but he's just too inconsistent. As we're going to move on to the Sunday night game, as Kansas City beat the Denver Broncos 22-9. But the Chiefs' offense only found the end zone once. They were helped by like 80-yard pick six or something by Daniel Sorensen. Javonte Williams seemed to be the only bright spot for Denver. Totaled 178 yards. Bridgewater threw two interceptions and the pick six. Could have easily thrown five. He sucks.
Mm-hmm. We know, Anthony. You tell us about it all the time.
Who sucks?
Teddy Bridgewater.
Oh, my gosh. Drew Lock.
Any other quarterback, and we win that game. The defense was playing lights out. They held Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce to four catches for like 60 yards. Javonte Williams is a spark. He's great. But quarterback play and coaching holds this team back. Why are you throwing a check down on a free play? Frustrating. What are your thoughts?
Go Chiefs.
I say if you start Drew Lock that game, you win it 100%.
Yeah, I saw this interesting stat. Jerry Jeudy has no receiving touchdowns, and he's going to be your number one receiver in a couple years. Uh-huh. Javonte Williams is like 7 catches behind Tim Patrick. Cortland Sutton over the last 6 games has 9 catches for less than 100 yards. No touchdowns in those games. Tim Patrick, the last 2 games, 3 catches. You have 2 receivers who are worth something.
Yeah.
And you're not giving the ball. They just got paid. And Teddy Bridgewater throws it to his rookie running back, who, again, is great. And a second-string tight end. Dude frustrates me more than any other quarterback I've watched in the last 10 years.
It's because he wears 2 gloves.
And I had to watch Trevor Siemian, who wasn't that bad. I had to watch Brock Osweiler on the Denver Broncos.
Oh, yeah, same.
You know how bad that was? Saying that he did, kind of lead us to the Super Bowl. But
yeah, I was about to say, he was not awful.
Still was bad. There was one other quarterback worse than him, I don't remember. Obviously a lot of quarterbacks. But who should be the quarterback for the Denver Broncos next year? Do they go out and get an Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson? Or do they go out in the draft and get a Desmond Ridder or Matt Corral? Can you pick it?
I don't think any veteran quarterback in the league right now would want to go to the Denver Broncos.
Russell Wilson. I think that's their only option.
Russell Wilson said he would waive his no-trade clause for Denver.
Then I guess that's your option.
And look at the other 2 teams he said, the Giants and the Saints.
All 3 of them suck, so I don't know what he wants. Okay,
but the
Russell
Seahawks
Wilson,
also
ready
suck.
To waste your career potential. Literally go to any other team. Besides the worst 3 teams in the league, or some of them at least.
Jags, Jets, Texans, not on the 3 teams that he said.
Some of the worst teams in the league. I changed my mind.
As we're going to move on to the Monday night game, an ugly one. The Patriots won by 7. They're now 9-4. They won 4. Their winning streak is now 7.
14-10.
Their winning streak is now 7. They won by 4. 14-10. They're 9-4 in their bye week. They're back on top of the AFC. Mac Jones, what a game he had, didn't he? 2 of 3 for 19 yards as they ran the ball a billion times, and the defense
MVP.
Did what they needed to do.
MVP.
What were you guys' thoughts on this ugly weather, snowy, cold, windy game?
I thought it was interesting, but I don't think I would ever watch it again.
Yeah, I would never, ever watch that game again.
And then there's this whole thing where, like, I don't know if y'all saw, but they had, like, the interview at the end where the reporter was like, what do you guys think about, like, your run game or run defense, whatever, to the Bills? And they were, like, got all butthurt about it and started getting upset. But I don't know. I don't know. How do you want them to answer that question? Like, it was a game where the other quarterback threw 3 freaking passes. You run the whole time. I mean, you can't play A1 run defense the entire 60 minutes of the game. I don't know.
Yeah, that was...
Who knows?
I mean, it was definitely interesting to watch. I don't remember the last time a quarterback threw less than 10 passes in a game. But it worked for Bill Belichick. He's proving he is still a mastermind at coaching. What were your guys' thoughts on the Bills' dreadful performance? That wasn't too bad, actually.
Yeah, I feel like...
Considering the circumstances.
Yeah, the circumstances, it wasn't necessarily horrible. Yeah, but
I just feel like the Patriots, they just got the better end of the game. I feel like they were kind of equal.
Only two touchdowns all game.
Yeah.
And while the score suggests there were more, there's only two.
Yep.
As now we're going to talk about... I kind of already talked about it. Last night's game. Minnesota bounced back from that disappointing loss to Detroit. Beat Pittsburgh.
Did they bounce back, Anthony? Did they bounce back? I don't think they did.
136-28. The only problem is, should have been a blowout. They were up 29-0 after the first half. Dalvin Cook had 205 rush yards, two touchdowns. Minnesota keeps their season there in the take, there for the taking. Pittsburgh loses their third in the last four. Are we just... What happened in this game, guys?
Mike Zimmer.
How is he still the coach?
I don't know, Anthony. That's a good question. I don't know. I really don't know. It's literally Mike Zimmer. He obviously thought that 29 points was a comfortable lead. I mean, for any other team, it would probably be a comfortable lead, but it obviously isn't for the Vikings. So letting them claw back to 28 points and almost more, you know, that's a whole thing. But, yeah, I am so tired of being a Vikings fan. I am so tired of it. I think I might just stop watching football.
What?
I'd rather do that than...
They have another primetime game next week.
Are you kidding me? They have a prime...
Listen to this doozy. Monday night.
Against the Bears? That's
yep.
A primetime...
It's going to be a 3-0 game. All right. What were your thoughts on the game, Frankie?
On Vikings,
the last night's game.
Steelers. I hate the Steelers so much. So I'm glad the Vikings won. I don't know why you're so mad, bro. They won the game.
Frankie, why in the world would anyone be happy after almost blowing a 29-point lead in less than 20 minutes? In less than 20 minutes, they blew 29 points.
You got to remember, Big Ben is a veteran QB.
Here's my question.
He's going to die on the field. Okay? I don't care if he's a veteran. I don't care if he's played 400 years. He sucks. He's old. He can't move. He can't throw. I don't know how we let up 28 points. It doesn't make sense.
I just want to go back to last week. When we were predicting the Ravens-Steelers game, Caleb actually said Ben Roethlisberger would have to die on the field for them to win that game. Well, that didn't happen, and they still won the game. Chase Claypool, though, yesterday...
Wait, Caleb said that?
Caleb said, in order for Pittsburgh to win this game, Roethlisberger needs to die on the field. So, that happened. He didn't die, and they won the game. Lucky us. We didn't predict a death. But there was one thing. Chase Claypool last night caught a pass on 4th-and-1 with 38 seconds left and decided...
I hate that guy.
He was tackled in bounds and decided to celebrate.
I hate that guy.
Cost them nearly 20 seconds and the clock ran out.
I hate that guy.
But my question to Big Ben Roethlisberger is, you need a touchdown. You can't be tackled in bounds, and this dude's throwing a crossing route over the middle to
because
Deontay Johnson.
Because nothing else is open. He got out of bounds, didn't he?
Yeah, but luckily, Patrick Peterson missed a tackle.
Yeah, because no one on our defense
can
tackle.
You
exactly.
Cannot throw checkdowns in a two-minute drill.
No, don't forget the pass interference, too, on a ball that wasn't catchable. No, let's just, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, totally. Love it.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know, Anthony. I really don't know. Right. But it was obviously, I mean, at that point, you'd rather just get yardage and then you can clock it and then continue. That was still whenever there was like.
There's still like 20 seconds.
20, 30 seconds left. So, I mean, I don't know. But I.
And now we're going to move into our game picks. We're going to add a little something new. We're going to each give our game of the week, upset of the week, and our lock of the week. I'll run you guys through the games on Sunday now. So in the 12 o'clock slate, we have the Falcons, the Panthers, Ravens, and the Browns, Washington and Dallas, Jags, Titans, Chiefs, Raiders, Saints, Jets, Seahawks, Texans. And then the 3 o'clock window, we have Lions, Broncos, Giants, Chargers, Bills, Bucks, Niners, Bengals, and then the primetime games, Bears, Packers on Sunday night, and then Rams, Cardinals on Monday night. Dylan, I want you to start. Who's what is your game of the week?
I'm gonna be honest. I don't remember like 80% of what you just said because you read that off way too fast. I thought we were gonna go one at a time and then just okay. But I'd say probably either the Cowboys football team or Chiefs Raiders would be my game of the week.
Okay, Frankie.
No, I'm going Cowboys and Washington. That's gonna be such a good game, in my opinion. I can tell you my upset though, real quick, if you'd like to hear that.
Well. First.
Let's go in order, Frankie.
My game of the week is going to be the Bills-Bucks. I think that's going to be a very good shootout game. We'll see how that goes on Sunday. Now we're going to move into the upset of the week. As Frankie said, we're going to start with Dylan again, though.
Okay. Dylan? No, start with someone
else. It's because he already knows what I'm about to say.
No, just say it. I don't even know what you're going to say.
Frankie,
literally
what's your upset of the week?
Lions-Broncos.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
Yes, sir.
I don't think that can happen.
I really actually don't disagree with that. That's exactly. Not a horrible pick. Yeah. I'm just going to say that because I don't remember anything else, and I think that's a good pick. So I think the Lions can win two straight.
Okay. My upset of the week is actually going to be Giants over the Chargers. I think they're going to have a new quarterback, and I think the Chargers are too inconsistent to win a game. I think they're just back and forth. I think the Giants can make this close.
Who's going to be the quarterback for the Giants?
Jake Fromm. But we'll see if he can get Kenny Galladay. And then what is your guys' lock of the week? You're guaranteed
Packers
win
over the Bears.
Week. Okay, you?
100%.
Packers-Bears?
Yes.
I'm actually going to put my lock of the week of the Seahawks over the Texans. As bad of a game that is.
Anthony, what?
I think Seattle's going to win.
What? I don't know about that. I can't look at you and tell you that I can guarantee that a win.
Okay, and now we're going to pick the games from this Sunday. We got the Falcons and the Panthers, Dylan. Should be a doozy.
Jesus Christ. I'm going to take the Falcons.
Frankie.
Falcons.
I got the Panthers close.
This week is going to suck.
Here's a good one for you. Jags, Titans. Frankie. How was this a question? I got the Titans big.
I got the Jags.
Give me the Jaguars.
Ooh, okay. Why didn't you pick this as your upset of the week then?
Because I don't necessarily think it's an upset.
The Titans
suck.
They do, yes, but they are 8.5-point favorites. They're at home, I believe.
It doesn't mean anything. Trevor Lawrence is going to win the game.
Trevor Lawrence done one pass touchdown in his last five games.
Well, let's make it 5-1.
All right, I already know you guys choosing the Lions over the Broncos, but I think Denver's going to win purely because they have to play this game for Demaryius Thomas. I think they're going to get behind him and win this game.
I forgot about that.
No, I still disagree. They suck. God. They literally are horrible.
I know they suck, but
the only way the Broncos win is if the game is rigged to where it's like, oh, they won because of him. Or
no.
If Super Bowl 50 was more recent and they still had some of those players.
Yeah, I guess. But you undervalue how good that defense is and how good Javonte Williams is, and they're playing Detroit.
Okay. What does that have anything to do with anything?
Denver's defense is so much better than the teams that the Lions have not lost to. And the offense is trash. But Teddy Bridgewater's trash. Sorry. But the Lions' defense also sucks.
But if Teddy Bridgewater sucks, then, I mean, Lions can just get all their defense or all their points on the defense. And it's not like Teddy Bridgewater's
going to drive them
down the field.
If we lose this game, I'm not coming on the show. I'm not coming to school. I'll be dead. That's where you'll find me. I got the Saints Jets. I got the Saints.
Let me backtrack, Anthony. We lost to the Lions. You see me here. No reason to.
Well, you didn't. You also predicted it. I don't think.
I didn't predict it. I thought the Vikings were going to win that game. I just said I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't think we're going to lose this game.
Okay.
All right, Saints Jets. Who you got, Dylan?
Jets.
Frankie.
Jets.
I actually agree with you guys. I think this is going to be a very interesting game. Jets. Ravens-Browns rematch of 2 weeks ago's snooze fest. Who you got, Frankie?
Browns.
Ravens.
I got the Browns in an upset. Again, potential game of the week. Cowboys-Washington divisional game. I got Washington by 3 in a close game. Low scoring, too. Frankie.
Cowboys.
Dylan.
Cowboys by 10.
Okay. Yeah. Dylan's one of Dylan's games of the week. Raiders and the Chiefs. I'll start with you, Dylan.
The Chiefs by The Chiefs.
Raiders by 3.
I'm going to go Chiefs. I got the Seahawks and the Texans. I got Seahawks. Frankie?
Seahawks.
Can I just pass on this pick? I mean, like, there's...
You might as well.
I'll just take the Seahawks.
We all know what Caleb would choose.
Seahawks by
here.
2.
Just want you to know, Frankie, you weren't here.
We had 2-0 game.
2-0? Just so you know, Frankie, you weren't here. We were predicting the games, and the game was Texans-Colts. And Braden said, in all seriousness, Texans. I think Caleb might have been joking around, but Braden was
Texans-Colts.
Completely serious. And it was 31-0 Colts.
Braden, bro.
It was 31-0 Colts.
The Colts have been outscored, or the Texans have been outscored 62-3 against the Colts this season.
Oh, my gosh. Rip.
All right, I got my upset of the week, the Giants over the Chargers. Who you guys got?
I'll take the Chargers.
Chargers.
Okay. Game of the week. Bills and Bucks. Frankie?
Bucks.
Dylan?
I'll take the Bucks.
I think the Bills are going to sneak out a win here.
I want them to, but I don't think they will. All
right. This one is very interesting in terms of wild card races. 49ers and the Bengals.
Bengals.
Dylan?
Joey B.
It's better than Jimmy G?
The Bengals.
Yes.
I hate this week. This week is going to suck.
I got the Bengals. Again, I don't know how the Bears have so many primetime games. I got the Packers over the Bears on Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, no question.
Packers.
Was my lock, so. All
right, and then the Monday
night. If the Bears win that game, I don't care.
They're not.
I'll be happy.
They're not.
But, I mean, I don't think they will.
The Bears, I think, still have 2 more primetime games, which I think heading into the season with Justin Fields, it might have been better, but yeah, they're just bad. And then the Monday Night Football game should be a good one. Rams and the Cardinals. Dylan?
Cardinals. By 40.
Rams.
By who? By what?
By 40.
Whoa.
I'm kidding. It was a joke, but Cardinals.
I think the Rams keep it close, but I think Arizona edges it. As that's going to end the show for this week. We'll be back next week for our last show before Christmas break.